Thanks for joining me, Mr. Charles Whitfield, Business Development Officer at the Beasley Media Group. Let's start off with the background of your journey. Your work combining your love of sports and music is intriguing. I believe you probably have a dream job in that you engage with professional basketball, media, and business. How about if you tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself coming back home to North Carolina to lead the Charlotte Hornets account for Beasley?
You know what? It actually started in Greensboro. It started in Greensboro growing up with my older brother, Fred, who I'll reference several times during this interview. But it started there. And then when I matriculated down to North Carolina Central University during my junior and senior year, I actually worked at a record store in Durham, and that's actually where I really developed a love of music. I actually played basketball at North Carolina Central, so even as far back as college, you know, I was actually mixing both music and basketball and sports. So it's actually just been a blessing to move back to North Carolina. I actually moved back to North Carolina in 2008 from Los Angeles, California, and it's just been a total blessing being back in North Carolina.
How about if you tell us a little bit about your time in California?
My time in California, I actually helped start an independent record label called Hidden Beach Recordings that actually I was fortunate enough to get Michael Jordan in as our majority investor. So Michael was a majority investor in our label. We had distribution through Sony Music as well as Universal. And some of the artists I worked on at the label were Jill Scott, Darius Rucker, a saxophone player named Mike Phillips, a husband and wife group named Kindred the Family Soul. We did a Christmas record with B.B. Winans, and we also were fortunate enough to do an inauguration CD for President Obama's first campaign as well. So, like I said, I love living in L.A. I lived out there for 10 years working for Hidden Beach.
Well, definitely, that's an exciting time to be out there with all the stars and celebrities, but I know you were behind the scenes making things happen. I love the Philadelphia connection. I actually had a chance to meet Mike Phillips and Kindred, and that was a wonderful experience. So how about if you tell us a little bit about what you do at Beasley? A typical day, I know it's a type of business where you're not necessarily sitting in your office each and every day.
Yeah, the great thing about it, just like with the record business, is really not a typical day. I try and get into the office at about 8:30, and when I do, between 8:30 and 9, I kind of try and map out my day from there. But literally, the day could be anything. I do oversee our partnership with the Charlotte Hornets. Our sports station, WFNZ, is their flagship. So at some point during the day, I'm always dealing with that. But in addition, I help oversee a big anti-bully program that I help head up here, and we partner with Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools as well as the U.S. Attorney's Office as well as CMPD here. And so we go out and take some of our radio personalities out into the schools to speak. October was Anti-Bully Month, and we've been doing that program for 4.5 years with the schools. So literally, I get just as much joy and passion going, talking, and meeting young students as I do working with the Hornets.
That's great. So you're a North Carolinian, and I know this is a very, very special state. I think I just enjoy the music, the mountains, the ocean, the people, the food, the hospitality, and certainly our great schools. While you were growing up, did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career?
You know what? I actually had I would basically say three. One, my mom was a first grade school teacher and wow, taught in Greensboro public schools for 35 years. So she was absolutely, I would say, my number one mentor from a teacher standpoint. But also I had a social studies teacher I met in junior high that actually transitioned to the same high school I went to. His name was Mr. Tony Bryant, who passed away about 5 years ago from cancer. And even once I graduated from school, moved to California, anytime I would ever come back to North Carolina, I would always take time out to visit him. And then my other big influence was my high school basketball coach, a coach by the name of Mac Morris, who taught and coached at Greensboro Page. And he's, you know, coached some wonderful players. Danny Manning went to my high school. Haywood Jeffries, who played in the NFL, went to our high school. But one, to this day, I still keep in contact with my high school coach at least once or twice a week. And, I mean, it's just a great relationship. And he did so much for me, just teaching me, you know, not only about basketball, but teaching myself and my teammates a lot about life as well.
Well, that's special. I know it's always a wonderful thing when you can keep friendships and relationships over the years, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 40 years. It's very, very special. Now, being a former college athlete and now a business leader who travels all around the country requires being in many places physically and mentally at once. How did you manage your time in college and now today?
You know what? I was real big on writing out what I had to do that day. I did it. I started actually doing that when I was in high school, just writing down, you know, what I wanted to accomplish that day. It might be five things. And out of those five, I would say if I got at least three to four done, I was successful during my day. And I started doing that. And when I came out of undergrad, I actually worked in consumer finance for a company called Norwest, which merged with Wells Fargo several years back. And I was a loan officer in the small loan division. And having done that actually helped really give me a structure of what a 9-to-5 day looked like. And so then when I got into the music business, some of what I learned in college and some of what I learned working at Norwest really helped me stay on a time frame of balancing my day, because just like, you know, in radio now, the music business definitely is not a 9-to-5 and really was no schedule. And if you weren't disciplined, you know, with your time, you could easily lose your day. And, you know, my boss at Hidden Beach, the one thing he loved about me is he always, you know, told me, "You're punctual, he'll keep me on time." And to me, you know, I would always write down, you know, my day and what I hoped it would look like. And, you know, every morning, like I said, I try and get into the office between 8:30 and 8:45. And the first thing I do is I take out my notebook and I write down the five most important things I want to get accomplished that day.
And that's great advice, especially for young people today, having some type of plan and organization for how you want the day to evolve and what outcomes you want. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Charles Whitfield, Business Development Officer at the Beasley Media Group. We're back with Charles Whitfield, Business Development Officer at the Beasley Media Group. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. So you've journeyed back to North Carolina to manage radio accounts and your own activities with your family. Do you find time to read or watch television much? Any favorites?
You know what? Growing up, I became a big fan of Sanford and Son. And after a long day, I always liked to laugh and just loved how Red Fox just kept that show so funny. So to this day, that's still a favorite. Being from North Carolina, I love watching Andy Griffin. I love that show growing up and still love it to the day. And I'm also a big Law and Order person. So those are a lot of the shows I look at. But I'm, you know, definitely a sports fan of all sports. I played baseball growing up. I ran track. You know, obviously I didn't play football, but I love football. So I'm just, you know, I'm a real big sports guy. So I love just, you know, looking at whether it can be college sports, whether it can be high school sports, men's or women's sports. I'm just a big, huge, avid sports fan in general. So between certain shows like that, but anytime I can get home and cut the TV on and catch sports, it's a good day as well.
Well, I definitely can echo those sentiments around watching sports. So we've had some incredible things happen this year in the world of sports, everything from Golden State Warriors coming back and beating the Thunder, and then, of course, Cleveland coming back and beating the Warriors, and the incredible run by the Chicago Cubs. Do you have a particular MLB team that you cheer for?
You know what? I actually grew up cheering initially for the Dodgers when I grew up. But then as I gotten older, my dad is a huge Yankees fan, and I actually cheer for the Yankees now. Got a chance through my brother Fred's relationship with Jordan Brand at the time to meet Derek Jeter, and actually became a even bigger Yankees fan after meeting him. But just looked at the way he carried himself and handled himself throughout his career. And, you know, fortunate enough that each summer when Derek was playing, me and my brother would take my dad on a trip, a guy's trip up to Yankee Stadium and watch a game for the weekend. And so doing that, you know, really just made me be a Yankees fan. And to this day, I'm still one. You know, they've had a couple down years, but, you know, hopefully they'll get back soon. But, you know, definitely was great to see the Cubs be able to pull off what they did. You know, everybody who follows Major League Baseball knows the struggles that the Cubs had. And, you know, when I was growing up, they actually had some really good teams with players like Andre Dawson and Ryan Sandberg. But to see the team now be down and actually come back, you know, was a great thrill as a sports fan to finally see them get over the hump.
Well, we have that in common because I'm a big Yankees fan.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
Well, with all their rings, I know a lot of people say you've had enough, but when you're a part of the Yankee Nation,
never enough.
You want more
never
and more.
Enough. Never enough.
So how about professional basketball? Now, of course, we have to take the Hornets out of play. But if the Hornets aren't competing, who is your NBA team?
You know what? I grew up, obviously, a Bulls fan. Being, you know, fortunate enough to watch Michael as he played. I grew up, actually, prior to the Bulls, with him getting to the Bulls, I was actually a Celtics fan. I enjoyed the way the Celtics played back when, you know, Bird and McHale and Parrish and DJ and Danny Ainge, and I used to love the rivalry that they had with the Sixers and the Lakers. And, of course, once Michael started playing, became a Bulls fan, and now I'm definitely in 100% Charlotte Hornets fan, but I enjoy just watching pro basketball. I love what the Warriors, you know, have been able to do. I enjoy seeing what Cleveland was able to do last year, but I'm just a huge NBA fan, and that's one of the blessings that, you know, with my job, you know, with our radio station being the Hornets flagship, it's actually worked going to the games. And, you know, it's one of those jobs that, you know, if I wasn't getting paid, I would still be at the games. It's better that I am getting paid, but I'm such a passionate basketball fan from college to high school to pro that it's just a blessing each night to be able to go to the games and watch the players up close and just see how great of a game the NBA still is.
Well stated. There's no doubt that professional sports is definitely entertainment, and people work very, very hard to make sure that even if your team is not winning, that you're going to have a very enjoyable experience.
Exactly.
So here's your choice question. What moves you to tears or to laughter? Is there anything in particular that really makes you pause and say, wow?
You know what? That's a pretty easy answer, actually. And about 4 years ago, I was blessed to have my first daughter and my first child, and the only one I have. Her name is Olivia, and she's literally four, acts like she's eight. But that little girl can bring me both to tears sometimes and also to laughter. And, I mean, it's nothing. It's been, I love sports and love it a lot, but it's nothing like the experience of a daughter. And I know she's truly my daughter because she literally grew up in the arena, coming to Bobcats games first and then now Hornets games. And she truly loves coming to games with me. And that's actually the time that she and I spend together. When I dropped her off at daycare this morning, the first thing she said is, I can't wait to go to the game tonight. And, you know, she loves players. Actually, Kemba Walker's her favorite player. But as a true, I can really tell she's my daughter and loves the game because she loves players like Frank Kaminsky and Spencer Hawes that,
love it.
You know, the average person wouldn't even know, and she loves them. And so I can truly say she is definitely my daughter, but that little girl can in a span of 30 or 20 minutes, can make me laugh and can make me cry. So
that's
definitely
awesome.
An easy answer. So.
Well, you got to get ready to get that soccer van. We call them soccer vans, but I don't know what sport she'll end up playing, but you'll be toting her all around your community.
Yep.
So what advice would you give young people interested in all the glamour of entertainment and sports?
You know, what I would tell them is follow your dreams. You know, I did it. I was fortunate enough to have a good, you know, mentor and my brother Fred who showed me that anything was possible. But, you know, what I would tell them is don't be afraid to follow your dream. When I was a student in North Carolina and I knew I wanted to be in the music business, I had so many people telling me no or I couldn't do it, and all that did was drive me harder. But what I would also say in addition to that is find some really good mentors. I think mentors are important, and I have probably three or four really great mentors, I think, that, you know, I can go to for advice, and they'll give it to me totally real. Sometimes I want to hear it, sometimes I don't, but I can trust them on their word. And, you know, I tell all young people, make sure you find, you know, try and seek out at least 2 to 3 good mentors that you can have, and don't be afraid to fail, because even if you fail at something, you can learn from it, get back up and continue to try and strive for greatness.
Well, I definitely can take that advice, and I'm sure young people will find that very, very helpful in terms of how they move forward and progress. We'll be right back with Charles Whitfield, Business Development Officer at the Beasley Media Group. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Charles Whitfield, Business Development Officer at the Beasley Media Group. Charles, are there any entertainment or sport executive leaders that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
You know what? I don't know if I would say they would be surprised that I admire and respect them, but I do definitely have a list in the music business. It's a brother named Kevin Lyles that I follow a lot. He was an executive at Def Jam and worked. He's now a manager and works with artists like Trey Songz and different artists, but he's definitely someone that I respect a great deal. I also respect Diddy, Puff Daddy or Diddy or Sean Combs, whatever you want to call him, just how following his career, how he's been able to continuously reinvent himself in this music and entertainment business and stay relevant. So he's definitely another person I look at in the entertainment business and in the sports business. Great, and blessed to have another great mentor in Larry Miller, who's the president of Jordan Brand, which is Michael Jordan's Nike division. He's a great mentor, and I lean on him heavily, but from afar, I love what, you know, Greg Popovich has been able to do with his longevity with the San Antonio Spurs, and one of the probably the most sport executive leaders I can say now that I've been blessed to have a great relationship with and, you know, call a big brother and a mentor for over 25 years is Michael Jordan. I was blessed to meet Michael when he was a senior in high school. So to see the whole journey from going to Carolina, from going to the NBA, from, you know, playing minor league baseball to going back to pro sports, and to see what he's been able to do on the business side, not only with the Hornets, but with Jordan Brand, and see all the endorsement opportunities he had to really help pave the way for a lot of these athletes now. It's definitely been a blessing to, you know, be a part of watching his career from literally day one until now. And so, but, you know, just blessed and admired with each of those gentlemen, and as well as many others. Obviously, my brother Fred, who, you know, I'm able to learn from each and every day, and it's total blessing to be able to soak up knowledge and advice and wisdom from him each and every day, who's, you know, one of the, if I'm not mistaken, I think the only African-American president of any professional sports team right now. So definitely blessed to have him as a big brother.
Well, you are definitely blessed with a lot of people in your inner circle, and I know you're paying it back and paying it
Absolutely.
Forward as well.
Absolutely.
Charles, if you weren't in the entertainment sport business, whose job outside of sports would you love to have besides playing shortstop for the Yankees?
I actually think as I've gotten older, I would be a teacher just because I love. When I worked at Hidden Beach, we had an internship program that I helped start. And, you know, over the course of the last 20 years, I've probably spoken at over 100 colleges and high schools and music schools. And I think if I wasn't in my career now, I think I would be a teacher because I just get a really big rush out of seeing young people achieve and do well. And I think to me, it's nothing greater. As you said, one of my, you know, big slogans is to pay it forward. And, you know, a lot of the mentors and people that I have, I've been blessed to have. And so I have about, you know, probably four or five students that or young people that I help mentor. And part of when I mentor them, I tell them, you know, you have to reach back, whether it's to a student in middle school, or elementary or high school, or, you know, even a peer to make sure they're paying it forward, because the knowledge that I've received, I've been blessed. So I make sure I share it, and I want others to make sure they share it as well. So I think if I wasn't doing what I was doing, I would definitely be a teacher.
Well, that is the noble profession for sure.
Absolutely.
When it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair watching your favorite team play, if you reflect back on your career, what do you want people to remember you for?
You know what? I would just like them to remember me on how hard I worked. And just every day, regardless if I was playing high school ball or college basketball or, you know, at my job in Norwest working a 9-to-5 and to the job I do now, I just want to be remembered by, you know, how hard I worked. And, you know, and I've always tried to keep my word. If I tell someone I'm going to do something, I always try and follow through on that. And I think me and my brother both learned hard work and from both our parents. My dad worked at the Postal Service for 30 years, and my mom was a school teacher. So I think, you know, both of them instilled in us, you know, what it means to really work hard. And when you work hard, great results can happen because of the hard work. And take nothing for granted, and it's no shortcuts in winning. And that's something, you know, I look at Michael every day from – you know, how he played on the court to now how he's, you know, built the Hornets franchise on not taking shortcuts. It's going to be some lumps along the way, but when success comes, you enjoy it, but know you earned it because you worked for it. So at the end of the day, I just want to be known for being a hard worker.
Hard and smart worker. Thanks again for spending time today, Charles Whitfield, Business Development Officer at the Beasley Media Group.